Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. This is the quarterfinals of the Bourbon Barrel Age Stout Tournament. All three of us would just like to thank you for listening, and welcome to the show. Well, it's Monday, so that means Bourbon Barrel Age beer, I take it?
Yeah, that's the only redeemable quality about this day.
It's the only reason for waking up in the morning on a Monday.
It's like the only time in my life I've really been like looking forward to telling myself I have a case of the Mondays.
Got a case of the Moondays.
Well, and that means it's Beer Geek Radio, and it's Barrel Age Stout Tournament time. I'm your host, and my name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you guys probably know how this works by now. We've got 8 world-class barrel-aged stouts. Well, now we've got less because we eliminated 2 last week. Mm-hmm. We sent the Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth and the Pugachev's Cobra home. So we've got 4 possibles this week to finish up the quarterfinals. And then obviously next week we'd have the semifinals. It's blind taste test bracket-style tournament. I hope you guys are, everyone out there is listening, is enjoying themselves as much as we are. Well, they're probably not, but...
They might be drinking a beer along while listening to us, but I can almost guarantee they're not drinking what we're drinking.
They have a good chance they're not. Yeah. So, well, we leave the room briefly while our producer, Miss Stephanie, pours our beers for us so we don't see what they are. Mm-hmm. The 4 that we are going to have for you this week are obviously the only ones left in the tournament. The Eclipse Elijah Craig 12, Bourbon County Black Tuesday, and Firestone Walker Parabola. We've said last week the difference in this tournament with the last ones is now we obviously don't state our answer when we're ready to. We slide a card forward. Once your hand leaves the card, you can't change your answer. So
just like checkers.
Yep. It's like, oh, nope, you moved. Sorry. Nope, that's your pick.
And if you were listening last Thursday, anything can happen in these kind of tournaments.
Yeah. Obviously, the pick last week on Thursday was pretty controversial. It was probably the most controversial we've ever had.
Last week was a doozy.
And obviously, at some point this week, we're going to release the subsequent roundtable discussion that took place after the episode.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, be prepared for that. Yeah.
As Chris pointed out, dissension can be good.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to leave the room here briefly, and we'll be back with 2 world-class bourbon barrel-aged stouts.
Yay.
And I, for one, can say I am damn thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't I can be? Second that.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you guys in a bit. Cheers.
Later. Yep.
It's just been since Thursday, and like I feel like I've been waiting forever. I came back in this room, and once again, the smells that just light up the room are just a bourbon.
As soon as we leave the studio, it just feels like the days drag out and drag out and drag out.
Well, we've got 2 beers in front of us, labeled Beer A, Beer B. You guys ready for the nose on them?
Oh, let's do it. Beer A, nose.
Ooh. This is very reminiscent of the oatmeal that I was getting out of one of the beers last week. You remember it? I think which was it, Monday or Thursday, Chris?
That it was Monday.
I think it was Monday.
It was the Plead the Fifth. I think they had the stronger oatmeal.
It was B. It was B, right? And yep. It had a ton of oatmeal. I'm getting oatmeal on this as one as well.
I'm getting brown sugar.
I'm getting sweet oatmeal. Not getting a lot of bourbon. I'm not smelling a whole lot of barrel on it. A little bit, very little.
Ooh, very little barrel. I'm actually the smell is underwhelming. To be honest, really? For me,
it's not overwhelming,
right?
Definitely not.
But it's pleasant.
Oh, it's definitely pleasant.
It's not like with older viscosity where you're literally like, I don't smell anything.
It's just not in your face.
Yeah, it's not. It's not harsh.
No,
it doesn't kick you in the teeth.
Yeah, I'm glad I like my teeth.
But it is sweet. It's woody. I mean, you get a little bit of the barrel character in there.
Yeah, I get the barrel like by itself. I get the wood, the kind of the oak smell. Mm-hmm. I get oatmeal. I get a little bit of sweetness. I don't get bourbon. I don't get a lot of vanilla, toffee, toasted cocoa. I don't get a lot of that.
I'm getting oatmeal. I'm getting a lot of sweetness. I almost said black sugar, brown sugar.
I'm getting a little bit of a sugar, like a burnt sugar,
a tiny bit.
I'm getting mostly oatmeal and wood.
Yeah, and oatmeal doesn't have an overpowering smell.
No, it doesn't.
It's a very mellow. Flavor.
And I think that if this has a lot of oatmeal in it, then that's probably why it's there, is to
could
smooth
be
it out.
Sign.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is. I think that should conclude our nose. We should now put this in our mouths.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh my god.
That's pretty damn good.
That is smooth.
That's very, really smooth.
Very smooth. Very kind of a roasted flavor on the back end, kind of a burnt sugar, wood.
I'm getting the brown sugar at the back end.
I'm getting brown sugar. I'm getting kind of a, it's very, very smooth, very smooth. And I think that oatmeal had a hand in that.
The barrel on the back end is fantastic.
Yeah, see, I didn't get the barrel on the aroma, but I am getting barrel on the flavor.
Oh, yeah. The barrel on this one is done so nicely.
That lingering flavor of just like woodiness.
Yeah.
Is driving me insane right now.
You get almost like a, you don't get a burn any way.
No.
But you get that almost like that warming sensation on your taste buds. Like, hey, there's bourbon in here, buddy. Yeah. Hey, what do you think? You know? It's like that, almost like that Joey from Friends. Like, it's that bourbon's telling you, like, how you doing?
How you doing?
Exactly.
It's a Friends reference on Beer Geek Radio. That's funny.
Hey, man. I love New York, dude.
All right.
I'm going to pour myself a little bit more water while my taste buds and my palate process this.
I'm trying
greatness.
To pull some more flavors out of here just so we can give you a better review of this. I'm getting some molasses up front. Darker flavors. A lot of like oatmeal, grainy kind of flavors. But the barrel on the back end is really what's selling me. And the smoothness, like you said, Brad, there's no burn, but you can feel.
It's warming.
I don't want to say heat. But yeah, you can feel the
it's
warmth.
It's a warmth. It's not. It's not a heat or harshness in any way. It's a warming sensation. Everything about this beer is dark, not just the appearance. The flavors are very dark. Everything's dark. There's dark fruits, very slightly. There's cocoa, a little bit of a coffee. There's a little bit of a vanilla, little bit. But and there's molasses. I'm getting a little bit in there.
Yeah, this
beer is done very well.
What I really want, I want the beer to warm up a little bit because, I mean, when we first taste these, they're kind of chilled. They're not, like, super cold, but when you get closer to room temperature with dark beers like this, as most of us probably know, the flavors come out a whole lot more.
Absolutely.
So you get a lot more depth.
Absolutely. The depth comes out very well when the beer warms up a little bit, too. You optimally, you want to serve these barrel-aged stouts about 50 degrees. So it's not room temperature, but slightly below.
Yeah, just below.
And you get all the flavors, the complexity, and the depth in these. That's where you want it.
Give it a couple minutes. These are going to be at their prime.
One of the things that's taking over for me in this beer is the oatmeal.
Yeah.
The oatmeal's lending not just a smoothness, but a sweetness in the flavor. And it's complementing the barrel so well. I'm gushing now. I'm gushing.
Well, the mouthfeel, I think we touched on this last week. It has almost that chewier kind of mouthfeel to it, too. Not to the point where you feel like you're chewing the beer, but it's got that thick, viscous kind of mouthfeel to it.
Yeah. It's a pleasant feel. It really is.
It's velvety.
It feels really good.
Yeah, this is a damn good stout. This is a damn good barrel-aged stout.
Enjoying the hell out of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, before we drink it all, we should probably move on to the aroma of beer B.
Ooh, man, bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon.
Lots and lots of bourbon.
Yeah. A lot of bourbon.
When you think that one smell just can't get any better, you smell another beer.
Well, then it
depends
on
this one
on
smells
you.
Like it'd be hot.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Has a big...
This one is straight bourbon.
This is a big bourbon character. It's slightly reminiscent of when you stick your nose into a glass of actual bourbon, and you actually tinges your nose hairs.
Very much so.
That is what I'm getting when I smell this. I do get the complexity of it in the smell, at least. I get some of the bourbon characteristics, obviously the vanilla, a little bit of sweetness, but it's mostly hot. And Chris, you had an issue with the Pugachev's Cobra last week that the heat was just overbearing.
I did.
We smelled heat. When we smelled Pugachev's Cobra last week, we kind of knew what we were getting into.
Right.
With this one, I'm hoping we don't have the same problem. But as good as beer A is, this is going to be a tough judge.
Down the hatch.
Cilantro.
Cheers. I'm going to do this backwards today.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Okay, I got to get another sip of that real quick.
Super sweet.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Very sweet right up front.
I don't get the burn, though. I mean,
no.
I can taste
it. It's not a harsh burn, kind of like it's more of a warming sensation than beer A.
Yeah, it's definitely
warmer
than A.
But it's not a heat or harshness like Pugachev's had.
Exactly.
You can really feel it in your belly, though, when it goes down.
Oh, yeah. This one's even chewier than beer A.
Yeah, it really is. It's really thick.
Dang.
You know, I didn't get that on the mouthfeel originally until you guys said it. And then I went back for another sip. You're right.
Whoa.
It is.
Oh,
it is very thick.
It absolutely is. Wow. But I'm getting a very nice, sweet, burnt sugar.
Oh, yeah. Way more than A.
It's mostly, to me, it's mostly burnt sugars on this. Brown sugar, even. It's not a lot of, dare I say, it's not a ton of, you know, complex bourbon flavors. It's mostly sugars.
It's, yeah. It,
a little bit of toffee, maybe a little vanilla, maybe.
It is complex in that way. I mean, you're getting different layers of flavor, but not nearly to the point of A for me. A is getting different characteristics in the flavors.
Have you guys ever had port wine?
Absolutely.
When you drink port, when you drink like a port wine, you know, you get that kind of a like a custardy, almost a cakey sweetness on the back end.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting that a little bit with this. It's almost like a port wine.
Yeah.
It's not, it, is. It doesn't it taste is. Like a port wine, but that real kind of a doughy cake, like custard dessert sweetness I get on the back end of this beer. Yeah. This beer is.
I totally get where you're going with that.
Everything is dialed up about this beer.
Yeah. If you could take a guess, where do you think the ABV stands on B? Because I'm assuming it is, I don't want to say well over, but it's definitely over 10%.
I don't like to placate our audience. Mm-hmm. I know what this is. I think we all know what this is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% honestly, positive.
Honestly, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I hope, honestly, I think
I
it's
guess,
great.
But
I think it'd be great if two out of three of us or even one of us doesn't know what this is. I'm not going to placate my audience. I've had every single one of these beers. Mm. I know exactly what this is.
And I have a guess for both.
It's damn good. It's a beer I've always been a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what it is. Or I'm not even going to say yet what I think it is because we're not to that part yet.
Right.
But I know what this is. A, I think I might know, but I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't even know if I want to guess. I have an idea of what B might be. I have nothing for A. I'm going to go back to A right now.
I'm closer to guessing A than B.
That could be. And you know what, dude?
That's probably just my personal, what I've had. My experience with these beers.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that I like about doing tournaments like this with different palates and different experience levels. Because I've had each one of these beers in this tournament I've had multiple times, so I have a little bit of experience. With these two beers, if they're what I think they are, I've got a lot of experience with them.
I'm having a hard time. I mean, I just keep going back and forth between these. And
I will say I'm having a lot easier time than I did last week.
In terms of what? In terms of picking a winner or in terms of like...
Of deciding to me what I like more.
Yeah, well,
shortcut of saying that is, yeah.
I'm going to have a harder time this week than Steven is.
All right,
you know what,
flip
though?
It around.
I think we can all agree, though, that it's almost like a personal blow to us when we have to let one of these beers go. Like, they're all so good.
It is, but it's not, you know? I don't know. I don't even know where I'm at yet. I mean, I just...
I'm not even close. I really am not, because these are two extremely different beers with different characteristics to them. And I'm enjoying multiple things about both of these beers.
Yeah.
A, for me, I'm just going to get into it. For me, A, the flavor profile I'm enjoying more. I don't care for the nose so much. I like the complexity of A. Mm-hmm. B, I'm blown away by the nose and the smell. I think it has less complexity.
It
has a little bit more heat on it, which is, we all know by now, is a little bit of a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
But the flavors are good. They're sweet. They're solid. And these are neck and neck when I put everything together right now.
I'm having a hard time on a personal level trying to discern which one I think is a better beer, which one I like more, which one is better in each category. Yeah. Obviously, we go by aroma, taste, mouthfeel, appearance. Appearance we can't really judge by because they both look the same.
I think, for the most part, most of these beers are going to be fives on appearance.
Yeah, and you know what? So I go by four categories. The only issue with that is if one beer might have two, the other beer might have two.
Yeah. Which is where exactly where I'm at right now.
So I think what, I mean, all...
you know what? I just, as you were speaking, I went through all those categories. I think I already have a winner. In fact, no, I know I already have a winner.
I think I do... Probably in a similar position to where you were last week, where you're like, I am going to make it, I'm going to pick a winner, and I just don't. By the time I take my hand off the card, I might already regret it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess ultimately what I'm going to have to do is go by, you know, what is my personal taste in a big barrel stout.
Yeah.
We got into this a little bit last week. It is BJCP versus what our tastes are. And I mean, one of these beers, according to the BJCP guideline, probably has an advantage over the other. But then what's to say that is your personal taste? Like, if you enjoy the beer that doesn't do BJCP guidelines so well, but is good for your palate,
yeah,
then pick that beer.
You really have to, it's a struggle with yourself to figure out which beer, right. when it comes that, you know, when it's that close, mm-hmm. you, that's what I was having a problem with last week.
Right.
Is, you know, it's, there's just something to a beer and you're just like, I know this one does this and this, but there's just something about this beer that it really has it for me.
And these are both sexy beers, man.
No, well, all of the beers that we've had on this show so far on this tournament have been sexy beers.
I see.
Okay. I was just about to say you look conflicted.
I'm not. I'm going to go with my gut. Are you ready, Chris?
Who wants to go first?
I'm just about ready. Oh, I had to go back. I had to revisit a little bit. Yeah. I think I'm pretty close.
Okay. Well, this is the way we're going to do it. Steven, you're going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to go second. Chris is going to go last.
Okay.
That right. work for you guys?
Yeah, that works okay. perfectly.
Absolutely no problem with that because it gives me more time.
Okay. Go ahead. Is your card already on the table?
Yep. Got it.
Is it right there?
Oh, right.
You might notice I didn't look at it.
Are you doing this blind?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I am.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You could not make up your mind, so you just randomly picked one.
So that was that's why you said you had a winner, because you literally had a winner. It was either or.
That's not fair.
I am literally.
No, you can't do that.
Oh
no,
my
yeah,
God.
No, you can't, absolutely. Were you
going to
do that?
No, I wasn't going to do that. I was actually going to pick a winner.
I honestly, dude, I know which one of these I think I am just like narrowly picking,
mm-hmm.
but I know that it's for the reasons I shouldn't pick it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to go back on my word. I don't like to go back on my advice to others.
Mm.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to combine those, and I'm going to put a letter down. And that's what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Once everybody finds out what these two beers are, I guarantee you every single person that looks at the episode artwork and goes, yeah, man, I don't know what I'd pick either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's assuming that you're right with your guess.
I'm 150% sure I know what B is. 100%. Absolutely, positively sure I know what B is. If it means anything, I recognize the yeast profile.
That's, you know what? That's how, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I recognize the yeast profile.
No, it makes sense, because certain breweries use certain types of yeast, and you can tell just by smell,
I recognize the yeast.
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that, because I don't want to say I recognize it, but when you brought that up just now, I'm like, you know what? There is a familiarity to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I recognize the yeast in it. That and the heat. Put those two things together.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick myself in the ass if I'm wrong. So I'm ready. That's all right, Chris.
Funny.
We're ready for yours.
All right, sir.
Once your hand goes off the card, it is on the table. This is the hardest one for me so far. You guys had a difficulty at one point.
Oh, this has been the hardest one for me by far.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
This episode right here, you guys folks are hearing it. This has been the hardest pick for me. So much so that in a tournament first, I have randomly selected a card and put it on the table.
I mean, last week was difficult. Last Thursday was difficult for me.
That was my
last Monday was easy. It was unanimous.
Yeah.
It was an easy pick. Thursday was difficult for me, but ultimately there was one thing about one of the beers that I didn't care for, so I picked the other. This week, this sitting right now, dead heat. I mean,
it's
literally
tough.
It was very tough.
It was very tough. There is, like I said, the yeast profile and the custard, real like almost like a bread pudding, real sweet dessert, almost like a creme brulee type is what I recognize about B, and that's why I'm confident.
Yeah,
this is
as sweet as some of those beers like
I've got it.
Southern Tier kicks
I've
out.
I've got it.
Okay, your hand left the card. I'm going to get all the cards, and I'm going to tally up the vote. All
right.
Well, I can honestly say I don't know which card is mine, because I don't know what I put in. But B is the winner.
Wow.
Nice.
You picked B, Steven, right?
Yeah.
What did you pick, Chris?
I picked A.
Okay, so that means I picked B.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That means that what I had in my head and my heart is what I was hoping to pick. I had a 50-50% chance of getting it right, and I got it right. That means it's a sign. It means it's a sign.
You want to know what? It's funny.
Now that all the cards are on the table, what are these two, Brad?
To me, okay, almost undoubtedly, A to me is Parabola, B is Black Tuesday.
Okay.
B is Black Tuesday for sure.
Yeah,
that was my guess. If B is not Black Tuesday, I will punch myself in the face.
Okay.
And you think A was what?
Parabola. Yeah, I had A pegged as Parabola from the start. I was thinking Bourbon County for B, but then it seemed a little too hot. So I wasn't completely sure. But I've only had...
Bourbon County this year is higher than it's ever been. It's 15%.
Okay.
You know what, though?
I'm not as familiar with Black Tuesday. Brewery beers as you are, though.
I've had Black Tuesday every year since 2009. Mm-hmm. I've been to the release party multiple times. I love... Anybody that knows me knows I love me some Black Tuesday. Black Tuesday is so good.
You said that's the one you were secretly hoping for?
Yes. B is the winner. We're ready to know what it is. I want to see it. Let's go.
Yes.
I am 100% correct.
You were.
I know my barrel-aged stout, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a little bit disappointed because I really wanted to see Parabo move on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I bought a bottle and now I get to keep it.
Dude, to me... Okay, really quickly. A was Parabola, B was Black Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Black Tuesday's moving on to the semifinals. A, to me, was such a great beer.
Yeah,
Everything was executed properly.
If it didn't go against Black Tuesday...
and that's what we find ourselves saying a lot of this tournament in these tournaments is that if only the matchups were different, maybe. But you know what, though? One of the main reasons why I couldn't do it, to me, is it didn't have the aroma.
Right.
The flavors were both excellent.
Right.
But A didn't have the aroma, and Black Tuesday did. To me, it was the aroma on B was better. Mm-hmm. The mouthfeel on B was better. The taste was neck and neck, and we can't really too much judge by appearance. Yeah.
But so... I do want to say the one thing that A had over B for me is the one thing I already mentioned is it had that transformation. It went from one flavor
it had complexity.
And,
it did have complexity. It did have more complexity than Black Tuesday.
Yeah.
That I will agree with you on. I just, to me, there were more categories that B did better in than A.
The reason I went with A is, most of this has been said, but I'll reiterate it. I don't care. no, the complexity for A really sold me, and the flavor profile on A is more what my palate suited for. I liked the dark roastiness of it. I like the way it went into that woody kind of character. For me, that's more my flavor profile, and that's ultimately what I went with because that is the beer that I would want to drink more of.
Yeah.
And not to say that B was bad. B was absolutely extraordinary and probably would have beat every other beer that we've had so far in this tournament.
Yeah.
It's just A was so completely perfect for my flavor profile, I could not pick against it.
Yeah, and I almost didn't. I almost didn't.
It was 50-50 with you.
It was. There's a very good shot that Parabola could have walked away with this one. But with that being said, one thing to point out is I've been overruled now, and so has Chris.
Awesome.
Steven is the last person left to be overruled in this one, but we'll be back on Thursday. We know, obviously...
I'm excited for Thursday.
By process of elimination.
50-50, Bourbon County?
Bourbon County, 50-50.
Oh, I've definitely got a semi for Thursday.
Yeah, I've got a semi for Thursday, too. So by process of elimination, we know the Elijah Craig 12 Eclipse and the Bourbon County are the only two left. We just will not know which one's A, which one's B. But with that being said, I'm thoroughly excited, and I can't wait to see you guys that day. And happy Craft Beer Week, everybody. You guys, it's American Craft Beer Week now.
Yeah. That's right. Holy crap.
So we'll see you guys with some more fun shenanigans on Thursday, and you guys got a couple more episodes to listen to this week than normal. That's our treat for you. Yep. Say happy Craft Beer Week. And I'll see you guys on Thursday. My name is Brad.
And Steven chewing a cracker. Sorry.
And this is Chris.
Cheers, guys.
This is Chris. I just wanted to say that this Monday, if you're listening to this episode, actually, tonight, if you come into Jake's Italian Bistro in Yucaipa, they're going to have Hangar 24's Hammerhead, number 4 on their Barrel Roll series, on tap. I will be there. Come drink with me. It will be on tap, along with at least 11 or 12 other great beers. Jake's in Yucaipa. Look it up. Facebook, wherever. I'll be there. Come drink with me. Cheers.